Hi, I'm Chris.
And I'm Buddy.
And I'm Kara. Welcome to the Business Experience.
Now it's time to meet your hosts. Dr. Chris Alexander has founded over 5 businesses. Kara Turner is the founder of a B2B marketing agency. And Buddy Powers has perfected the product development and commercialization process. Let's get into the episode.
So today we're going to be talking about the importance and need for marketing in business, whether it's a business-to-business company or a business-to-consumer. I mean, we're all more familiar with business-to-business, but some of the statistics I read on this is 47% of small business owners run marketing entirely on their own, which that doesn't surprise me. No. I actually think I would have thought it would be higher than that. Yeah. So. Yeah. 92% of small business owners believe that having a website is the most important part of digital marketing, but only 64% of them have a website.
That's interesting.
I think that they think it's very hard to get a website when in reality it's not. And you can call us. 63% of small business owners plan to increase spending on social media, which I would say is a good...
Which you like to hear.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Any increase in marketing spend sounds great
it's
to me.
It's not a bad thing.
Yes. Okay, so Chris, what have you learned about marketing in your past experience? I feel like you have a unique experience because you have done marketing working for companies, and right. Now you've invested in marketing for your own company.
Sure. Yeah, so I think it's interesting as we're kind of prepping for this, and we do prep. We don't just show up and start talking, and Kara always has a really nice outline for us.
And I'm always nervous.
Yeah, it's okay, but you're calm by the time we get halfway through it. Of all the business aspects, I mean, like HR, you have to do HR. Finance, you have to do finance, because if you don't, the IRS will hunt you down and take all your money away. So the one thing, and you probably have to sell because you'll go out of business. So the one thing that gets most neglected in all of the business biosphere, it's marketing, right? Mm-hmm. And so the problem is a lot of people are like, well, I can just do marketing. And the business owner may not know jack squat about how to market, right? So obviously, like on your side, it's like that's all we do for a living. So, you know, when I started ADV, one of the first things I did was we did logo design, put a website up, built brochures. I mean, because your marketing's your brand. Most people don't think about it until it's kind of an afterthought, versus in my mind, that's the first thing you need to lead with. And so I think one of the reasons that a lot of companies struggle financially, and yes, and you talked about before, what percent of businesses go out of business, is because they don't think about marketing. It can't be an afterthought. As a minimum, it's part of what you do. Ideally, it's the first thing that you think about. And I just think most people aren't doing that.
One thing we've talked about is that if you wait to do marketing until you're running out of work, it's too late.
Yeah.
You've got to do it.
Well, and you're not motivated. It's like, hey, we're out of work, but we can help you, right? I mean,
yeah.
It's like, what does that communicate? So even your messaging, the best time to do marketing, the best time is when you first start. But then when you really get busy, you need to do it, which once again, I'll put a plug in for ADV Marketing. It's the reason that we have you all doing our marketing. We're working with you, but I trust that you all are going to do a good job. So,
anyway, well, thank you.
I think it's a good model, and I'm just giving a plug for ADD marketing, but that's the reason you have marketing agencies. Is this what they do for a living? So don't try to bootstrap it. Hire somebody who's an expert in it.
I think we should just say ADV marketing again.
in case you hadn't heard that. What the heck's an ADV?
So Buddy, what is your perspective on this? Because I feel like sometimes sales and marketing can kind of butt heads.
Yep, absolutely.
So,
well, I think the most important thing about where they come together is with the client experience, or what I call the strategic engagement, where you're trying to define how a client sees you and perceives you, and then your job as a marketer is to amplify that and make sure that the industry knows. But there's a lot of communication between sales and marketing to what that looks like, what is your place in the industry, and what do you want a client to experience when he works.
And they kind of help each other, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, a good sales program in marketing, you're making each other better.
That's a great point. Yeah. Now, and I'm always fascinated with the similarity of sales and marketing. It's like if I think back in my career, what did I do without a cell phone or a computer Well, I didn't have a smartphone when I started. I don't even think I had a BlackBerry. And so marketing much the same way. If you're a real estate agent, think about how hard it was to engage clients when you didn't have all the tools that you have today from a marketing standpoint. So it's great, the technology, you know, legacy versus the technology we have today. But I think in terms of the way I view it, there's some sustainable things that are tried and true that we need to be using. So.
Yep.
So in my experience, being a part of a small business that didn't do much marketing, and then now owning a marketing company. Yeah.
It's called ADV marketing. If you
know. Yeah. I think that many business owners, they have the best intentions with their marketing, and they really want to prioritize it, but they're just limited by the amount of time and their knowledge on the subject. Your point, it's changing constantly. Since I started our company a year and a half ago, we have changed the way we do things because the market has changed.
Yes.
So it's one of those things, you have to hire someone that stays on top of that, kind of like HR. Like your HR person has to stay up on all of the rules and regulations that deal with them. It's the same with marketing. So how do our current roles play into this? We kind of talked about it. I'll start this one. So obviously I have a marketing company, but we do account-based marketing, which has been really fun to learn about. That's one of the newer things we've started doing, where we do very targeted marketing to specific clients by job titles, by companies, by content creation. So I think that's something that a lot of companies don't know that you can do yet. And that really aligns with sales.
Yes.
So when you're doing that kind of marketing, sales and marketing should really be having like an alignment meeting at least every other week, if not weekly.
Yep, absolutely. I agree.
Yes.
So when we talk about sales and marketing, I think one of the things when I first started out in my career I really struggled with was the measurables. So sales guys are always measured based on performance, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I could never put my finger on how to measure marketing until now. So one of the many attributes I like about what Kara's doing and her team is that there's measurables that they're looking at, from LinkedIn, you know, posts to website hits and all that stuff. And it goes much deeper than that. But there's an actual measurable that you can get that you can look at based your performance. So, you know, as a sales guy, I really like that.
So one of the things I love that we recently started doing is we do the website tracking companies that are coming to it, but we also go further into researching that company, basically filling out a brief for our client, putting contact people on there. If we can find their public contact information, we list that. And we also put their content, what they're talking about, and give them an introductory email.
Wow.
So that's really fun, because I feel like in marketing in the past, you haven't been able to give that kind of information. So it's really neat what we can give now. Are you like, why aren't you doing that for me?
Yeah, you better be careful what you say. Well, and I think one of the things, I feel like, have y'all seen Ocean's 11?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so every time Brad Pitt shows up on a scene, what's he doing? He's always eating something. He's eating ice cream. So anyway, I felt not like I look like, not like I look like, yeah. Like you at the baseball game last night. It was really scary. It's really scary what this woman can eat. You think she weighed like 600 pounds. But anyway, is one of the things for me is I like to read. So I feel like Brad Pitt sucking on a popsicle. So I've always got a book. And I know we have some people who are actually watching and listening to this.
Yeah.
So I had to go to my library last night. And it was actually in Anna's room, my daughter. She's actually in here with us. And so she had my one-page marketing book. And I'm really kind of picky. If I loan my book to someone, I kind of get freaked out if I can't find it. So the title of this book is The One-Page Marketing Plan. Mm-hmm. I think I saw it on Amazon. I was like, well, let's see what that is. I love it. So one of the things that it does is it has a process. And he actually has a little chart. And if you're listening to this, you can't see it. But if you're watching us, there's actually a page here. And he basically breaks up marketing in the before, the during, and the after.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing I like about this, and we really do as organizations, we like processes, right? Because if I've got a process, I can say, okay, well, this is working. This is not working. If it's not working, then I can tweak it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think one of the questions that we've talked about as a president of a company, what role does marketing play in what we do? It's huge. I mean, it's the reason that we hire you all to do things. The other thing is I want all of our senior level directors, I want them thinking about marketing. How do you connect with your clients? And ultimately, I was up at A&M yesterday and spoke to a couple of classes about marketing. And it's kind of funny to have an engineer go talk to a marketing class about marketing. But my comment to them is, marketing is how you connect with people through the brand that you're trying to build.
For sure.
You know, it's kind of a textbook example, but it's just, I don't know why a lot of people don't put a higher emphasis on it. And, you know, we all know companies that are in the process of going out of business. If you were to sit down and say, what are you doing for marketing? Well, I don't know. I've got a website. I put a couple of LinkedIn posts a year. They don't have a process, and therefore it shows in how their inability to grow their companies.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree. That kind of leads right into the practical steps that a listener could implement into their job role to help with this. I think probably the most practical step is to, first of all, perfect your elevator pitch. Mm-hmm. So perfect that. Talk to people who are not in your industry, just anyone, to see if it's basic enough that people can understand. Yep. And then create your marketing around that. So another one is, if you have a website, read your website from an uneducated point of view. Mm-hmm. Like, have your spouse read it, have your friends read it. Make sure it's readable and understandable. Mm-hmm. Especially in our industry, the pipeline industry, we tend to get extremely technical and people don't understand what you're trying to say.
Yeah, and we try to say too much, right? Yep. I mean, you're talking to a super busy person, and if you can say things in 15 words, don't say 50 words or 500 words. And sometimes the problem is technical people, we get all excited about this stuff, and the person at the other end of the phone or the other end of the email or the other end of the website, they're really smart, but their job is not just to watch what you do. So you need to be in and out, and I think an effective marketing program can do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you want me to talk?
We'd love for you to talk.
It's your turn now.
You're the sales guy. You're supposed to talk.
No. Yeah, I like talking. I like talking about this. I think, you know, when I look at the sales role and the pitch, I think dynamic, I think it's ever-changing. I think you need a professional organization to really polish up that engagement, because every year your clients are feeding you information, and that goes back into sort of your internal core values and what you want to represent as a company. You know, I see a lot of marketing using the same nomenclature, safety, environment, all of these different things, but that doesn't tell me who they are, what they're going to do. And I believe marketing is showing what the company is doing, not just what they want to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think your clients read through that. Mm-hmm. Like, when it's just all buzzwords, it's like you're crafting your message to what they want to hear, and they see through that.
Absolutely.
People want to know about you as a company.
Yeah, and it's a continuous, collaborative, image-building relationship that you have, where, for me, I come back every year with a new strategic principle that's going to guide us as a company that we're going to go after. And in fact, I've had years midway through that changed dramatically where we go, to focus on with our clients. And this is just general listening to the industry and the market that we're working in.
Yeah. You know, it's really interesting too. I'm not sure where you want to go, but I was just, as y'all were talking, you say really good things. So it reminded me of kind of a process. So the first thing is, you need to know who your client is, right? Mm-hmm. Or your customer. So like at the Alexander House, we've got ADV Integrity, and we blow stuff up, which is really cool. It's always gets people's attention. We also purchased a quilt shop recently. Okay. So we own the Quilty Shop in Tomball, Texas. So Tanya has customers. As a consulting company, we have clients. So you have to know who your target audience is. So mm-hmm. It's kind of the who part. Then the other thing is, you need to know what do they want, right? So Tanya's ladies who come in, there are not many men that go in and buy fabric, is like they want to go in, they want to buy fabric. You walk in, it's all these pretty colors and all those things. So the what there is very different. I've never had anybody come to ADV and say, hey, do you have any green fabric? Okay, if they did, it'd be kind of weird. And I'd say, well, no, but there's a place down the street. Yeah. So there's the who, the what.
Connections.
And then the other thing, which is really the marketing, is how do you communicate with your clients? Mm-hmm. So like our clients, I mean, I'm 53 years old. Our average client's probably around my age. Mm-hmm. So the way we communicate is, you know, it's kind of some more traditional ways, but like you and I had lunch with some young engineers from Plains. Yes. They're a lot more on LinkedIn and all those things. Mm-hmm. So we need to be thinking about how we're going to be communicating in the future. Mm-hmm. And then the last thing is, why would people use you, right? Yes. So if the communication doesn't establish, it doesn't have a hook and say, look, we are here to make your life better. if you don't establish that, then your marketing's not going to be effective. And once again, that's why you engage someone who really understands it. And as I kind of opened up, it's the least part of people's business, but if they would just engage that part of their business, instead of growing at 5% a year, they may grow at 20 or 30%, yeah. Which is the growth all of our companies are experiencing, right? Since we started ADV in this house 5 years ago, we've averaged like 35 to 40%. You've probably grown 50%, right?
Yeah.
You know, and so the bottom line is, and we say it all the time, is marketing matters.
Yes.
For sure.
This is something we could talk about forever.
We could, but yes. Ms. Producer is looking at us and saying, y'all don't have all day because nobody's listening to you all day.
All right. Well, our next topic is being intentional about networking. We know networking is important, mm-hmm. but I think it's just as important to be intentional about it.
For sure.
So thank you for listening. Follow us on whichever platform you get your podcast, and we will see you next time.
Thanks. Bye-bye.